morning, everyone. Glad you're here today. As we get started, let's all stand, grab a hymnal, turn to hymn 194. Hymn 194, he went about doing good.
When our Lord was near, our Savior dear, he glad in his neighborhood. For the Bible tells the message well, he went about doing good. He went about doing good and helping where.
Good morning. Isn't this nice? It's wonderful, isn't it? And y'all look good sitting in the pews, too. I like that, sitting in the chairs. We had to take a picture or two of you. And the Lord's been so good to us and allowing us to see this building completed and to meet in it last night and meet in it today. And just can't say enough. And I appreciate those who have worked so hard and those of us who've set chairs up and set them down and set them up and set them down. Maybe we won't have to set them up and set them down as much anymore. Amen. And I'm looking forward to the service this morning. And we've come here to worship the Lord. We've come here to see Christ afresh and new. And it is about Him. It's not about us. And we've reminded you several times that the building is just a tool. And it's special because it was paid for with the Lord's money. That does make it special. But it is a tool to reach people. It's a tool to complete and to fulfill our purpose as a church, to love God and grow together and serve others and reach out to our community and our great United States and around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we want to continue that, of course. I know we will. All right. We come to worship the Lord this morning, and I hope this morning you would do your very best with the help of the Holy Spirit to think about what's going on in here rather than what's going on out there. I'm looking forward to the brisket myself and the chicken, but I'm looking forward to the preaching and the music this morning. I just want to hear from the Lord, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. And so that's all up to you. The Lord's going to speak this morning, but it's all up to you. Just say just a little prayer in your heart. Say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to my heart, and He will. All right, let's sing the chorus of that song again, hymn 194. Our theme this year is Do Good. Jesus Christ went about doing good. The Bible says that as you therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. So let's sing the chorus again. Hymn 194, ready?
Amen.
Thank you.
y'all. Welcome the visitors this morning. All right, it's good to have our visitors with us. And usually the youth pastor does this, so we're out of kelter this morning. And we're so glad to have you. I know we have several, and we appreciate you being here. If you should have received a visitor's packet when you came in, especially this morning. We're really learning how we're going to man all this and do all this. And if you came in this morning, it's your first time to be here, and you did not receive a visitor's packet, would you raise your hand and let us get one to you? Is anybody like that this morning? So we're first time here. Just raise your hand. We're not trying not to embarrass you. Just want to give you a few down this side. Just keep your hand up. We'll get those to you. Right there. Yes, sir. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And again, we're looking forward to a great service. If you'd fill out the visitor's card, there should be one there in the visitor's packet or in the chair in front of you. If you fill that out, if you're visiting with us, you fill it out and place it at the offering plate here in a little bit. We'd appreciate that very, very much. And what a historic occasion to be here on our first service in our new building. And we're so thankful to be here, but we'd like to know that you were here. So if you'd fill that out and place that in the offering plate, we appreciate that very, very much.
All right, let's grab our hymnals once again as we stand. Turn to hymn 55. Hymn 55 at the cross. Good singing. How many of you are glad to be here this morning? Say amen. Amen. Well, we're going to change our handshaking just a little bit this morning based on time. I'm going to ask that you just turn, shake hands with people close to you. All right? As we turn and shake hands. As we gather back at our seats, we're on hymn 55. Let's sing out on that last verse. But drops of grief can ne'er repay. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I sing out on the chorus. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. Good singing. Thank you. You may be seated.
Well, we're happy to have the Dixie Echoes with us today. They're going to come and sing for us at this time.
God bless you. What a wonderful new building. Boy, God's good. We're trying to get everything, get the furniture arranged here. So we hope that we can sing something that will be a blessing to you this morning. Let's just start with one that we can kind of wake up a little bit on. Talks about being on the other side of Jordan.
I'm getting ready for a great reunion that's coming by and by. Thank you.
The fellow his name is Jordan James, by the way, and this singing the high part. That's a sweet favorite to everybody that was low and high. And singing the tenor part, just been blessed with a very tender voice. And I've heard those people before, like, who would be one that knows very well Sunday morning? It's difficult to stand there and sing like a woman early in the morning. This is Trey Thomas, and I'm ready to show him us, and that's ready to show him us, Junior, and that's Tim Hart over there. So in case you'd like to come say something, guys, and I believe it's just a good lesson on the meeting. Wonderful fellows. We'll sing another four-part harmony song for you. This is actually featured in the bass and the tenor, so everybody likes this. You know, doesn't matter if we get it right or wrong. Seems like everybody loves the bass and the tenor. I'm sick of it myself. That's not true. Listen to it. Go on. Here we go.
Them very much, Brother. Is mine on? Echoes very much, and we're going to just show a couple of pictures. Our sound system and video projector, all that'll be, hopefully, Lord willing, be in next week. So we're a little Southern engineering this morning to show you some of the pictures, because some of you who are visiting have never, don't even know what really happened. This is, of course, this side of the building is brand new. All this is built about 11,000 square feet. And what a blessing. I can't say that enough. Amazing. Anyway, and then we two-storied our existing auditorium. Actually, can't say that anymore. We two-storied our old auditorium. And so, anyway, but there's, as it comes along, that's our office here. I may reverb in with you guys, maybe. You can see that pretty good. I know the lights are still on. Maybe you can. It's always good to see a tractor on the place. It's hard to believe just 8 months ago this was just dirt, you know. Am I bald? Did y'all see that? Comes all the cement trucks. Our wonderful piers. A lot of cement. We added about 112 parking places. Back at the concession stand in the back, we put a porch on it, just kind of reminding everybody, and also put some enclosed a section back there. This is the good part here. Hang on. Now, I wish I'd have been there and done that. The hole is fixed. There, see a hole in the other auditorium. We put a big hole in this wall. They drove a pier truck back inside there and drilled 16 piers. Isn't that amazing? That really happened. That's Brother Wiggins and the tractor. Brother Wiggins likes to drive the tractor. He really likes that. I don't know why, but he does. More talking by the pastor. That's the cement we put on the second floor of the old auditorium. I think the outside's pretty. I love the outside of our building. Love that. There's the bottom floor of the old auditorium. The upstairs of the old auditorium. There's 7 classrooms upstairs in the old auditorium, plus the teachers' workers' resource room. I love that picture. That's pretty cool.
us meeting in the old auditorium. I was being, I don't know how Brother Dan Whiffen dealt with us on that. Our contractor, it's kind of like a meeting, and he basically had to do a remodel while we were still living in it, you know. It's always difficult. Really thought the porticoche, we all learned a new word, porticoche. From the country, we just say drive under, but if you work with an architect like Brother Scott Martsoff, you have to say porticoche, because that's what he put on the plans. Listen, it's going to be so nice, the ceiling in here. We came over here a while back when it was raining, and you can't hardly even hear the rain. In the old auditorium, it was really difficult to hear when it was raining. There's the upstairs in the other building. There's us meeting in the old auditorium, almost completed there. I think everybody is in agreement that the brown turned out real nice instead of all blue. I got a few amens. We used to have blue carpet, blue chairs, blue everything. We had to put a picture of the children's pastor in there. Good. That was us trying to put the organ back together. We didn't do very good until Brother Mosley came over and showed us how. We spent 30 minutes on it. You think he would have got to us quicker. We had, at one time yesterday, we had 54 of our own people here yesterday setting all the things up. And we appreciate our people being here. That's a contractor that Dan Whiffen will introduce in a minute. But that awesome? Amen? I wonder. I want to keep that short and sweet, but appreciate all those, especially those who helped yesterday. And what a blessing to be in the building. I'm going to have Brother Tim come and lead us into the song. And hope you'll take time, visitors, members alike, to walk around the building this afternoon and look at it. And by the way, there's still punch-out lists to do, so you'll see some painting that needs to be done here or there. So I don't want anybody following Dan Whiffen around saying, what about that, what about that, what about that? No complaints today. We just appreciate being able to be in it, and what a blessing. And I just can't say enough about it. This was, again, 12 years ago we started the church. This was there was a roping arena over here where the old building's at, where the old auditorium right here, a roping arena. It was just a big pasture, you know. There was a double-wide trailer sitting about over there. And look what God's done now. Amen. And can't say enough. Come on.
All right, well, let's grab our hymnals once again as we stand. Turn to hymn 99. Hymn 99, Isn't He Wonderful? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, is recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Let's sing it one more time, but ladies, let's do it in a cappella. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, 'tis recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. Good singing. You may be seated.
We do want to just take a couple of minutes to recognize a few people. The mayor would have liked to have been here. He was unable to be here. Him and his wife were out of town. And then Miss Kathy Hopper was going to read the letter. And she had a loved one pass away. And I was going to have Ted read it, but he just refuses to. So I'm not going to embarrass him in any way and point him out in front of everybody. I would never do that. But appreciate our city. We love our city. Y'all know how I feel about our city. I think it's amazing. And our staff now knows, our newer staff members know, that when you drive down Westport Parkway going east towards the city, I basically rotate how I take my turn to the left to come to the church building. Sometimes I come over the railroad tracks because I want to see the downtown city. I think it's so pretty, you know. I do. I just like to. So, and sometimes I turn left by the school just when I'm in a hurry. But if I'm not in a hurry, right over there. I want to see the library and the city downtown. Love our city. Even love the buildings. I even like the parking. I'm just kidding. The park. And people that are on the park board, I like them guys too. They're all right. This is a letter from the mayor. It says, I apologize for not being here in person today. Kathleen and I had already made plans to be out of town this weekend when I received Pastor Crawford's invitation to say a few words at your grand opening. It has been exciting for me to observe the progress in the construction of your expansion project, so I can only imagine how pleased all of you must be. You should have a great sense of accomplishment developing your plan, getting the approval of your membership, along with the associated commitments to support it, and construction itself. This church is an essential element in and a major contributor to the welfare of our community. The Hassett City Council and I look forward to expanding our relationship with you as we continue to grow together. Congratulations on an awesome milestone for Heritage Baptist Church. You have made all of Hassett very proud. Sincerely, Brother, Mr. Bob Golden, Mayor Bob Golden. Amen. We appreciate our mayor. He's good. And then I'd like to just take a minute or two and recognize a couple of more. And we appreciate those who worked on the building. The architect is here this morning. He didn't work on anything, but he designed it. And we appreciate Scott Martsoff. And I met him through a mutual preacher friend, and almost 12 years ago now, 11 years ago. And it's just been an amazing relationship with him. And I, one of his employees, Mike, I work with Mike a lot, just a great bunch of people there. And Scott, we appreciate you and all you've done. Would you at least stand and let people know who you are? And this is Scott Martsoff, our architect. And thank you for taking the time to be here this morning, and I appreciate them very, very much. And it is designed, the building is his, and I appreciate them very much. And also this morning, recognize a second person, Brother Dan Whiffen, our contractor. And Brother Dan, we're at least going to embarrass you and have you come up here. Come on. And it's good to see his wife with him this morning, too. And so we appreciate Dan, and some of our members will know this. We when we built the last building, it was just, we don't even want to talk about it. It's that bad. And it just did not go well. In fact, the contractor last time was not invited to our grand opening. Honestly, it was sincerely that rough. And I'll stop talking about it now. And the experience this time has been, I can't even compare the experience we've had this time. And it's fun to be able to come in here this morning. Honestly, Brother Dan, last time we got in the building, there wasn't a lot of rejoicing, was there? Was there? I mean, our members, was there? It was more like we got it and we went, thank the Lord that's over. Come on, be honest. You know it was that. Say some amens, guys. You know. But today, what a difference. And we appreciate Brother Dan Whiffen. We got him just a little token of our appreciation. And being a contractor, it's made out of wood. It's just it's amazing grace, carved into wood, and just a little plaque to go under it. It just reads, thank you for your friendship and quality workmanship, Heritage Baptist Church, and the date. And we thank you, Brother Dan, very much. You want to say anything?
No. Yeah.
Say all right. All right. I didn't want to put him on the spot.
I am on the spot. You know, the hardest thing about being a builder is being at this point. Building it is the easiest part of the whole job. When I'm sitting here, I'm looking around, I'm wondering if the platform's going to stay up with everybody that's standing on it. Looking at all the paint touch-ups and everything. But, you know, I really don't... I don't deserve really any thanks because this is what I love to do. I'm kind of a workaholic. Even though I love to do this, I don't deserve anything. It's the Lord's given me a gift, and I thank God for that gift. And I thank God for y'all, and thank you for letting me build the church for you guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
again, I can't say enough how blessing it's been to work with Brother Dan. And hopefully we've been okay to him as well. And his subs, everybody, just been a real, real blessing. And, you know, the look of the building, the way it looks, is not just, it's the architect, but also the contractor has put everything in place. And there are several places in this building that are Dan Whiffen touches, things that he did over and above what necessarily was on the plans to bring us just a beautiful, beautiful auditorium. And I can't, again, just the blessing it is. God's just so good. It just really is. Well, we're going to take an offering. Esther, if you come forward, take up the offering this morning. I think Brother Wiggins is going to play for us. And maybe it's a combination. It is good to see. I appreciate my dad being here this morning. And Dad, would you come to the pulpit and pray for us? I appreciate, love my dad. And of all the people who have influenced in my life, of course, he's number one on the list. And y'all have heard me say many times, a man of character, best Christian I know is my dad. And I appreciate him and his consistent encouragement. And that some of you know that I need. And I appreciate my dad's encouragement and love him very much. I'm glad he could be here for this morning.
Heavenly Father, we call upon your name today because you're so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the abundance that you shower upon us as your children. I thank you, Lord, for what I look around and see that you've done today. I know you work through people. You work through the architect, the contractor, and all these people here, Lord, to build something that would glorify you. Now, Lord, I pray you would glorify it in filling it, using these people to do it, with souls being saved by the abundance. Lord, we thank you for loving us, and we want to say we love you today. Now, Lord, we're taking an offering. Lord, may it glorify you. May you bless it and use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
prayers, you said everything in the head. That's not what this is for. That's because God saw fit to bless us. And I'm so thankful today that we're sending churches like this. The music that they're singing blesses my soul. Thank you so much. Say that those hymns and those songs of power. And don't get you started on the state of Christian music today. Thank you. that's beyond this world. And I love it because it's where my joy and my strength comes from. Through the power of God, and the exception of the Lord of God, which is solid, that means something to us as great. And things don't change real quick. We're going to need something to draw from. We're facing hard times, and we're facing battles in our country today. You know, I've traveled this country for 43 years now, to the tune of about 100,000 miles a year. And so if you count that up, somebody asked me how long ago, how many miles we were on a bus. And I told them, I'm kind of quick to count in my head, it's about 4 million in my calculation. And that kind of lasted. I thought I was joking. But I was sitting in the on the bus for about that many miles. Had a lot of music. But you know, I stay in this country and I'm so thankful for it. We take it for granted. I've seen other places too. Yeah. I ain't seen no place I've ever been around here. It's like talking about your hometown here. There are beautiful places all over this country. And yet, as spectacular as many are, as beautiful as many are, it seems like you can always point out a flaw. But you know what? Jesus is going to prepare us for his flaws. There will be no sickness. There will be no run over, no suffering. No hurt. I'm thankful today that that is a hope and promise that I'm glad and I'm grudging onto, and I'm clinging to today. This song here called "It Is Right There," and I've heard this written, heard it and described it many ways in songs, but this is not very pure and just a plain way of talking about it. It calls us a land of pure delight. Thank you.
sure appreciate the cross-sounding music this morning. And I've enjoyed the Dixie Echoes last night as well. And what a blessing to see that, again, there's some good cross-sounding music still around, and appreciate them very, very much. If you would, in your Bibles this morning, turn to Psalm 118. And I know everybody's looking at the clock, and I pray that you give me at least about 5 minutes after anyway, all right? Give me about 15 minutes or 20 to preach. And on these type of days, we usually go a little bit long, but I would appreciate your understanding of that, and we'll go on. A couple more people just want to recognize, appreciate our finance team, who acted pretty well as the building committee, and appreciate our men very, very much, and they're just the working relationship with them, and their wisdom and help and encouragement. And appreciate Brother Eddie Johnson being here this morning, and his wife, Miss Patsy. And we started the church 12 years ago, and we were started out of the Grayson Bible Baptist Church in Sherman. And so it's good to have our pastor here. And so my pastor, and appreciate him being here this morning. Psalm 118, verse 22. Psalm 118, verse 22. The Bible says, "The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." Look at verse 23 again. "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for your love, and what a blessing, Lord, to be in your house, to be among friends and family. And Lord, not just my dad being here, but my church family, whom I love. Lord, we thank you for your generosity towards us. And Lord, we realize this morning that what we see is your doing, that you have done it. Lord, it's marvelous in our eyes. Lord, we just thank you. Praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. This psalm is both a psalm of thanksgiving and praise, and also a messianic psalm. This psalm is referred to 6 or 7 or 8 times in the New Testament. One time, even by Christ himself. He referred to himself there in the New Testament as completing or fulfilling verse 22 that we just read. "The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner." That's Jesus Christ. Amen. Understand that they despised him. When Jesus came on the scene, when Jesus was born there in that manger, that lowly manger, and when he fulfilled his 30 years and became a man in Jewish eyes, and he began his earthly ministry, they despised and rejected him. A man acquainted with grief and full of sorrows, Isaiah tells us. In John it says that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But thank the Lord, to many as believed in him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. Amen. But we know that Jesus Christ was despised. Again, the stone which the builders refused. They refused him. The elders, the priests, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of that day refused the Messiah. They refused the long-awaited Messiah, who they were supposed to be looking for and whom they should have embraced. But they rejected the Messiah. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't change anything. He still became the head. Look there. It says, "Refused him, but he became the headstone of the corner." Jesus Christ, by way of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, raised on the third day, now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. There he sat as the cornerstone. Listen, Jesus Christ brought Jew and Gentile together. Now, underneath the church, the churches around the country, look at what has happened. The Lord is great. The Lord is good. And in spite and despite what has happened and what happened to Jesus Christ, he became the head again of the corner. And thankfully, he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God now, making intercession for his children. Verse 23, "This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes." This is the Lord's doing. Think about the churches all over America today and around the world, his ministries, and how that came about. Christianity is spread throughout the world. If you think about it for a moment, he did not use the Jewish leaders. The Sadducees or the Pharisees didn't come to Jesus and say, "Hey, we like what you're doing. We're on board." You know, he didn't associate or the Roman government didn't get behind him and finance him and put out the flyers and so forth and so on. That's not the way it took place. This is the Lord's doing. So you can't look back in church history and look back to the Lord's ministry and say, well, he was successful and was blessed because of... No, he used 12 men whom the Bible describes and their Jewish leaders describe as unlearned men. He used fishermen. Fishermen are good people, by the way. Amen. Good people. I don't know about them hunting people, but them fishing people, they're good people. He used fishermen. He used a tax collector. To think about the various elements that were put together, you cannot look back and say, okay, well, Christianity has been spread around the world because these men were such gifted men, you know, or these men had such great talent, or whatever the case is. No, it's the Lord's doing.
Amen.
It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes as we think about how Christianity has been spread around. It's only explained by way of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We think about Heritage Baptist Church.
Yeah.
12 years ago. Nothing.
Yeah.
I meant to bring my little box. I still have the little box in my office. It just has a few paper clips in it and some visitors cards and a stapler, I think. That's all we had.
Yeah.
We had nothing. And now look what God has done for us.
Yeah.
You can't explain that. You can't explain the various things and ways that God has blessed. By the way, you can't explain the churches across the nation either. Again, it just blows my mind. If we were to think about the various personalities in this room, those of you who are members of our church, even our church family, how we actually get along. How does that happen? It does. For the most part, I mean, we're unified. And it's amazing. How does that happen? The Lord does it. That's the only way to explain it. We were setting up chairs in here yesterday, and there was at least 25 of us that had an opinion of how the chairs should be set up.
Yeah.
At least 25 of us. And we really couldn't put it on paper and draw it out because you had to set them up. So there's 25 of us in here trying to figure it out. And, you know, we got engineers and we got all sorts of people in here and everybody. We just all got along. I thought for sure there'd be a fist fight yesterday. But no. And I'm jesting, but we do get along.
Amen.
That's only explained by way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Think about the money that's been spent and the gas well royalties. I still always go back to that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we bought the property and 3 weeks later we get a call from the gas company saying, would you lease the minerals? And I said, we didn't own the minerals to that. He said, yes, you do. And we did. That's the Lord's doing. I mean, even the financial part of this church building being here and how God's blessed it. And we're not debt free. Don't get me wrong. But God's been so good to meet the need. The souls that have been saved throughout the last 12 years. Multiple souls that have been saved. Multiple people who've been baptized. And I'm looking forward to our first baptism would be sometime next month. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
How God uses us. I love this verse. This is the Lord's doing.
Amen.
We didn't do this.
Amen.
The Lord did it. The Lord's been good to us.
Amen.
Let's be reminded of that this morning. It's marvelous in our eyes. Well, you say it was this person or it was that person or you guys must have somebody who just financed it. No, that's not how it happened here. Everybody giving together.
Right.
Everybody working together. God's been good. It is marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's marvelous what God has done through Heritage Baptist Church.
Amen.
It's marvelous every time that a soul is brought to Jesus and saved for all eternity. You look at the assault on Christianity today, the attack on Christianity today, from without, but also even from within. I'm amazed that there's one church still standing. in America who still preaches the gospel, who still stays by the stuff. I'm amazed that there's just one, but yet we see still multiples of churches around our nation who are still preaching the old gospel, who still singing the old hymns, who still soul winning and reaching people for Jesus Christ. That's amazing. It's amazing. It is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Can I just tell you today, we are here this morning because it's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous. It ought to be. I don't know about you, but after it was set up yesterday, I got up here and stood up here and go, this is marvelous what the Lord has done. The Bible says, let us rejoice. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, this is a good day. This is a great day. This is the Lord's day. I'm glad you're in the house of God on Sunday. And I could preach here a little while, I won't. We think about the Lord's day. It ought to be the Lord's day. You ought to be at church on a Sunday morning, Sunday night. We ought to be in the house of God. If America would get back to, you know, being in the house of God on Sunday, a lot of things would change. Listen, we ought to be in the Lord's day. We think about the Lord's salvation. We think about what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. God is so good to us. Think about that little chorus. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Y'all know it? He cares for me. He cares for me. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is good. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, our Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. We don't know who wrote the psalm, but we do know it was sang as a congregation would sing, and the leader would sing a little while, then the congregation would sing a little while and repeat it back and forth. I could just think about them singing this in the temple or there around the temple together. And what is he saying now? He's saying, O Lord, I beseech you, I beg you. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now. I hope you're here this morning and you know Jesus as your Savior. Amen. But if not, I beg you to consider what's going to happen to you after you die. You see, this life is just a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. Man, all of a sudden, you know, life is over. But eternity, of course, is forever. And where will you spend eternity? I beseech you, save now, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech you. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has there been a point in time in your life when you've trusted in Him and Him alone as the only means of salvation from the wrath of God? Listen this morning. Jesus Christ loves you. He cares for you. He is good. He is good. He came. Yes, the Jews rejected Him. Yes, the Jewish leaders rejected Him. Yes, the Gentiles rejected Him. We all rejected Him. But Jesus Christ went to that cross. And there He died. He laid His life down and He died there for me. And He shed His blood on Calvary that I might have everlasting life. That I might escape death, hell, and the grave. Amen? That I might have a home in heaven. I hope this morning you know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. I hope you know that you know that you know. Not a hope so, not a maybe so, not a kind of so, but you know that if you were to die today, you'd have a home in heaven. If you don't, I pray this morning, we're going to stand here in just a second. We're going to sing a song. And I invite you to come to an old-fashioned altar. And someone will meet you here. One of our workers will meet you here and show you from the Bible. Not our opinion. Not what we think, but what the Bible says concerning salvation. And you can get saved today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. No man knows what tomorrow may bring forth. I pray that you get saved today. I beseech you. That word beseech means beg. I beg you. Take care of that today. Church member, it is the Lord's doing. He's accomplishment. He's accomplished it. We think about that. He says, send now prosperity. Lord, send your blessings. Lord, send your blessings. See, the work isn't done. The building's up, but the work isn't done. See, the building's just a tool to reach people. The church's work is never done. Till Jesus comes back. Our job is to continue to go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that this house of God may be full. To continue to lead people to Jesus Christ, to disciple those and baptize them, teach them. The work has just begun. The Lord, it is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. We rejoice. This is the Lord's day. We thank the Lord for salvation. And we anticipate and look forward to the future blessings. Amen. We should marvel at the Lord's doing. But in return, as we marvel, we should devote ourselves to Him.
Amen.
We should devote ourselves to Him. Let's all stand.